knew the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1855. And this is dated the 22nd day of Elul, Baruch Hashem, 23rd Tov Shiyud Beis, Brooklyn. Bracha v'shalom. The Rebbe is sending it to a woman. And he says, and the letter is written in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from February 9th, in which you write up your biography and about the difficulties that you've had after the passing of your husband, Olav HaShalom, peace unto him. And you conclude your writing that thank Hashem that your son-in-law, your daughter, and family, they are leading a good, going in the right path. So may the blessed Hashem help you, that you should have from them nachas, Jewish nachas. The Rebbe says that the custom is that when you pray and you ask the blessed Hashem, you normally ask for blessing, you mention the Hebrew name, the Lashon Kodesh name, and also the mother's name. So the Rebbe said, I suggest to you that you send to me all the names from all of your loved ones, how they are called in Lashon Kodesh, and also their mother's names from each one. So then I will mention them at an auspicious time on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. According to what you write, you have a kosher guest home. So the Rebbe says it's very important that you should have various kinds of seforim, holy books, and the guests should be able to acquaint themselves about Torah and fear of heaven. And these, it's understood, self-understood, that those seforim should be in the language which is fitting to the type of guest which visit your guest house. Also, the Rebbe says, it's important to inspect the mezuzahs on your hose, on your house, to make sure if they're all kosher. And of course, the Rebbe says, it must be extra to point out to you the good custom of the kosher Yiddish women, daughters, that before you light every Friday, before Shabbos, and before Yontev, to give for tzedakah. And I'm sure that also your daughter does it well. The Rebbe wishes her, for you and your whole family, Ksivach Sima Toiva, Ashana Toiva Mesukah. This is in the name of the Rebbe, signed by the secretary. So in this letter, she says that she's happy with the way her daughter and son-in-law leading their life. The Rebbe wishes her nachas. But the Rebbe asks, send me the Hebrew names of all your loved ones and their mother's names, and we'll pray for them at an auspicious time by the Rebbe's at the Ohel. And the Rebbe suggests to her that since she has this guest house, she should bring in seforim in the language that people read, so that they can acquaint themselves with some Yiddishkeit, with Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe also suggests that she inspect, make sure that the mezuzahs are kosher, and also to make sure that her daughter and she will give tzedakah every time before lighting of the candles on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav, and the Rebbe blesses them. Eksivach Sima Tova, Shana Tova, Mesukah.